Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es Ksubes, Perk, Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. Hamefate, neisen, Shloisha Dvarim, ve Oines Arba. Hamefate is someone who convinced, but didn't force. He just convinced a Naira to be Ivrin Aveira. He's going to have to pay for three different types of things, the Oines for four, as the Mishnah explains. Hamefate, neisen, Boishes, Upagam, Uknas. He has to pay for the shame. She suffered a lot of shame because of this. Also, for how much she's worth less, technically speaking, if she were sold as a maidservant, she would be worth less. But he also pays a knas of 50 shkalim. Moisaval of Oinus, if he forced her, shenais and asatzar, in addition to the three things the mefata has to pay. The ma'anes has to also pay for pain that he caused her. Ma'bin Oinus lemefata continues the Mishnah. What are the differences between... What are the differences between Oines and Mefata? The Mishnah is going to tell us three. There are three differences. The Mishnah Chaz is over. Ha'Oines, Nois Nesetzar. He has to pay for the pain. Va'Mefata, if he just convinced her, Ein Nois Nesetzar. He doesn't pay for pain. There's no pain, really. If you force someone to do something they don't want to do, there's pain. That was the first difference between the Oines and the Mefata. The second difference is Ha'Oines, Nois Nesetzar. The ma'anis, he has to pay the knas right away. Chiddush being, even if he's going to marry her, he's going to have to pay the knas to her father. On the other hand, the mefata, the one who just convinced the naira, he's only going to pay the knas if he sends her away. In other words, if he does not marry her. This is all learned from Sukkim. The third chelik is, ha'oines shoyse bi'atzitzoy. Literally, an atzitz is a pot. Remember, atzitz nakev. That means a pot with a hole in it that draws energy from the ground. There's an atzitz she'ena nakiv. Where does a pot come in over here? It's a mashal. Shaisa batzisi means he drinks from his pot. This naira that he was ma'anis, that he forced, it could be he doesn't want to marry her. Well, since she's repulsive to him, you don't have a choice. You picked this pot, now you're going to marry her, and you're going to be nice to her, and you're going to take care of her. As opposed to v'amefata imratza lahoitzi moitzi. He can decide whether he wants to marry her or not, literally. If he wants to send her away, he can send her away. So quickly, chazing over, we learned in our Mishnah, the mefata pays boishes, her embarrassment, how much she would be worth less, technically, if she would be sold on the market. No one's selling her on the market, but if she would be sold on the market, that's how we judge it, how much money he would have to pay. He also has to pay the knas. He has to pay for her tzar. And then the Mishnah reminds us that there are three differences between Oines and Mefata. The Mishnah lists them. One is the tzar that the Oines pays. Two, in regard to the knas, the Ma'anes has to pay it regardless, even if he marries her. The Mefata only has to pay it if he decides not to marry her. And the Ma'anes, the one who forces her, can't decide later, no, I don't want her. No, he has to marry her and take care of her, whereas the Mefata can choose not to marry her.